Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
You know, today is day 8 of in January of 2020. That is the day of new beginnings.
Amen.
The number 8.
Amen.
So we have a new beginning after our confessions and working those confessions still, and I hope many people are, but we have been blessed.
In fact, start over and do them again.
You can.
That's what you need to do. Those confessions will be good throughout the year. If you've been blessed, you were told as a child how special you were by your parents or grandparents.
Then you were truly blessed.
You were truly blessed. And you know it from your wife, your children, your husband, your co-workers, and others. But if you've never been told how special you are, don't fret. Because the great I am, the everlasting one, thinks that you're special.
Amen.
In fact, he lays it out, honey. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 5 in the Message Bible.
Mm. Every time we think of you, we thank God for you. Day and night, you're in our prayers. As we call to mind your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope in following our Master Jesus Christ before God, our Father. It is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's one sentence in that passage that you should personalize and get deep down in your spirit. It's this one. It's clear to us, friends, that God not only loves Ray very much, but also put his hand on him for something special.
Mm-mm.
It's clear to us, friends, that God not only loves Denise very much, but also has put his hand on her for something special. I wished I had time to read it on everybody on this list, but it'd take hours to do that. There are 7 powerful thoughts in this passage of Scripture that equal one powerful encouragement for everyone who's ever gone through or is going through a battle. Number 1, this is from the Scripture now. Every time we think of you, we thank God for you. I'm going to make that statement again. Every time we think of you, we thank God for you.
And we do.
We do. Sadly, there are some believers on this phone call who will say, nobody knows I'm alive. Nobody knows. Nobody's thinking about me. So how could God be, how could they possibly be thanking God for me? First and most importantly, God knows you're alive. And Hebrews 13:5 says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So you'll never be alone, since he's always thinking about you. Second, if you want someone else thinking about you and thanking God for you, then you got a part to play in that manifestation. Third, you get prayed for every morning you're on this phone call. Why would we be praying for you in such a manner? First, it is right for us to pray for one another.
Amen.
And second, it blesses us to be able to do so.
That's right.
1 Thessalonians 3:9, New Living Translation. How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence.
Amen. And number 2, day and night, you're in our prayers. You know, praying for you is truly not a once in a while thing, like on New Year's Day or whatever. It's an ongoing spiritual directive, and we like following it, don't we?
Yes, we do.
In 2 Timothy 1:3, Classic Amplified Bible. I thank God, whom I worship with a pure conscience in the spirit of my fathers, when without ceasing I remember you night and day in my prayers. When we pray for one another on a continual basis, there's a powerful scriptural dynamic loosed in our lives. In James 5:16, and this is one of many, James 5, verse 16, Classic Amplified, it says, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, and your sins, and pray also for one another, that ye may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Number three, we will remember what you've done and who you are. Not only are we going to pray for one another without ceasing, we're to recall the good things that you've done, bringing them to our remembrance, and more importantly, to his attention. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, Message Bible. We call to mind your work of faith, your labor of love, your patience of hope, following our Master Jesus Christ before God our Father. Truthfully, we could do an entire teaching on any one of the three items mentioned in this verse, but we're going to be brief. If you want your work of faith called to mind by those remembering and praying for you, then it's pretty certain you need to be walking and living by faith in such a way that it's obvious to those around you. Remember, never doubt the word of God and his precious promises. Doubt and faith cannot live in the same house. And we're not talking about a geographical house. We're talking about you. As a born-again believer, everything we say, do, or think should be done in love according to the word. Finally, we're to have patience in knowing that if God said it, it will come to pass. God is not a man that he should lie, as it says in Numbers 23:19. Your personal demonstration of his faith, love, and patience in your life are three characteristics that people will remember. Well, they'll remember who you are and what you've done.
Number four, God loves you and he has something special for you. You know, it's always nice when a neighbor or a relative or a close friend does something special. But when God has his hand on you to do something special, and he does, every one of us has a purpose. If you have a pulse, my husband likes to say, you have a purpose.
That's it.
And that is the truth. He has designed you to do something special. And you might say, well, what am I doing this special? Listen, the people you come in contact, the people that you influence, that is what you're called to do. And maybe seems beyond human comprehension, but you don't want to miss that manifestation. I know I don't. How about you? He's called you to do certain things well.
Amen. That's why he says you're special.
That's right.
Number five, the Bible is more than just words to you. It's a lifestyle. Neither God nor the Bible should be treated like a spare tire on a car, only used in a case of emergency. This could be an entire teaching, but I think the words found in the New Living Translation of Job 23:12 says it all. I have not departed from his commands, but have treasured his words more than daily food. Chewing on the word should be just as important as the food we eat. They both sustain life.
Number six, something has happened in you. That's really something that we just are so blessed by, because we feel like when we hear from people and their testimony is that something's happened inside.
That's exactly right.
And it means a lot to us. You know, as you receive and you act on all that's found in 1 Thessalonians 1:2-5, which we've been going over, it will become clearly obvious that you're not the same person you used to be. In Romans 12:2, this in the New Living Translation, we're admonished. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. When it says, when you let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think, it's going to be clearly obvious to the people who know you and who meet you that you're different, because the fruit of the Spirit will just start coming forth out of you. And there's nothing we love better, do we, honey, than to hear somebody say, wow, I love the testimonies, and we get these. I've never heard this kind of teaching. And man, you have just opened my eyes to new things.
Amen.
So you're going to be the clear testimony of his transforming power. You know, that desire to be a better person comes from our Heavenly Father. It's built into your DNA. However, it requires us putting it into action.
Number 7, the Holy Spirit, I love this, will put steel in your convictions. Years ago, I read a powerful book entitled A Man of Steel and Velvet. The book's available as a free download. Again, the name is A Man of Steel and Velvet. Simply go to Google and type Man of Steel and Velvet, free PDF, in the search engine, and it'll pull up a copy for you to download. When you have steel in your convictions, you'll not be swayed by every harebrained idea that comes along. Ephesians 4:14, Classic Amplified. So then we may no longer be children, tossed like chips to and fro, between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine, the prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery and inventing errors to mislead. Child of God, your Heavenly Father really stirred us in this teaching. And he wants you to meditate today in the days of this week, rest of this week, and really right on. We should meditate on 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. And no doubt you'll realize just how special you are to him and to us. One final quote from the country singer and actress Reba McEntire, who said, "To succeed in life, you need 3 things. A wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone."
And sometimes particularly that backbone, but anyway.
Though I would add a requirement, another requirement for your success, you need to obey the word of God.
Amen, and be in it every day. But you're on the call, and
absolutely,
we try to keep you in it every day for sure.
Yes, we do.
With scripture.
Go to HaroldHarry.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching, click on the button that says sow a seed and just sow what God tells you to sow. That's all we ask you to do. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.